Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And two great guests actually joining me live in studio this morning from the Hams Fork Hands 4-H Club. I have Olivia Nilsson and Kyle Fox with me live in studio. Olivia, Kyle, good morning. How are you two doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for swinging by. I was going to say it's kind of early for you guys, but not this week, right? You probably slept in this morning.
Yeah.
So, of course, Olivia and Kyle, as mentioned, are with the Hams Fork Hands 4-H at the Lincoln County Fair, getting ready for the big livestock sale this Saturday. So, Olivia, let's start with you this morning. Just tell us about yourself. Tell us how old you are and what you're doing with the 4-H.
So, I'm 16, and I raise pigs. And so,
yeah, so tell us about the pigs. How many did you take care of this over the summer?
Two this time.
You did two this time?
Yeah.
So why pigs? Because you can do steers and hogs, or steers and sheep and other things. Why the pig?
I've always done pigs, and steers are too big for me. I don't know. I like how pigs like keep you on your toes most of the time. Pigs are just... they just have a personality and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, quite a while. It's like since I was 9 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So it's something you enjoy, something
yeah.
that you like. What is it about doing 4-H and hogs that you like the most?
Just the people you meet and the like you get to help kids. Like when you get older, you see it a lot more. Like you get to help different kids, and it's really fun to be like involved with everyone.
Perfect. Now, this is a lot of work. It's not something you just kind of do casually on the side over the summer, right?
Yeah.
Tell us what time of year do you get your pigs, and then what do you have to do throughout the course of the summer to prepare those animals for the fair?
I get my pigs around March, and you like start working with them immediately, and then like the week before fair is usually like the hardest time because you have to shave and you're up there for so many hours just trying to get them so prepared for fair, but it's really all up. They're still an animal. They have a mind of their own, so it's up to them, and you can do all you want before, but that hard work pays off in the end.
And when you say you start working with them, what does that entail? What exactly do you do?
You got to introduce the whip to them, so like trying to get them to walk with you and stuff like that. So it's a lot of trust. You have to create trust between you and your animal, and that's a big factor in it.
Olivia Nilsson with us this morning, one of the members of the Hams Fork Hands 4-H, and you'll have, are you able to sell both pigs Saturday or just one?
You just get to sell one.
But you get to show both of them,
yep.
Right? So you just pick whichever one does best at the showing?
Yep.
Have you done the hog shows yet, or are those up and coming still?
We have showmanship today,
showmanship.
And then we're done.
Perfect. All right.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Anything else about Hams Fork Hands 4-H that you think is worth mentioning? Maybe if someone's out there listening and they have a kid that's almost old enough, or there's a teenager that's thinking, oh, that might sound fun. What would you tell them about this, and why should they do it?
I would encourage you to do 4-H. Just the people that you meet and like the experiences that you get. Like you're constantly involved in your community and the kids that are in there, and a lot of those kids looked up to you. So not only are you involved in 4-H, but when they see you in school and stuff, it's cool because you're creating new friends and you're being a leader in your community.
That's fantastic. Very yeah. well said. Again, Olivia, we'll have a pig for sale this Saturday morning at the livestock auction as part of the Lincoln County Fair. Also, Kyle Fox is with me in studio. Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Good, you?
Good. Now, tell us about yourself. How old are you?
My name is Kyle Fox. I'm 12 years old.
And what do you do with the 4-H? What animal do you have?
I do market beef steers.
You do steers, so they're not too big for you, huh?
No.
No, you can handle those guys. Why steers?
I do steers because they're bigger, and we have a big cattle ranch, and we breed some cows, and we have some calves, and we do some steers. And
so you've got them. You might as well work with them,
yeah.
right? Yeah. So tell us what this process is like. How do you work with the steer and prepare it for the fair?
Well, usually the week before fair is always the busiest for about any animal, and we have to clip them, and you want to try to get the most hairs possible and clip them so they look right, and you want to feed them a lot.
Right, especially the steers. Feed them a lot, right? Now, Kyle, has the steer show taken place yet? The showmanship?
No.
Not
the
yet?
Steer show is taking place today.
All right. So tell us how that works, because it's more than just walking the steer around. You have to have to make it stand right, have to show it to the judge correctly. Tell us the preparation that goes into it and how it works.
Well, the preparation part, you got to wash them in the morning. When I get back, I'm going to have to go wash. And we got to wash them, then we'll fit them and glue some stuff up on them so they look right. And then we'll walk in there and we will show them. And you have to have the foot placements right or the judge won't like you, and they got to be the right build.
It's perfect, perfect. Well, Kyle, tell us why you like 4-H. What do you love most about being involved with the Hams Four Cans Club?
The reason I like 4-H is because it's something to do in the summer. I would be pretty lazy if I have steers to go up and do every summer.
Growing up on a ranch, I don't know that's entirely true, but I see what you're saying. I know exactly where you're coming from. Olivia Nelson and Kyle Fox with us in studio this morning. Again, the livestock sale is this Saturday morning, and we encourage everybody to go out to the sale. The buyer's breakfast, I believe, is at 9 a.m.? There's is that 10 a.m.
Yep,
for the breakfast?
8 to 10
yep. For the buyer's breakfast. And then registration there, and then the sale will start at the Lincoln County Fair after that. Olivia, Kyle, thanks so much. Anything else that you'd like to mention about being involved with the 4-H and part of the Lincoln County Fair?
We'd just like to thank our family and our leaders that have helped us so much, because we couldn't do it without them.
It takes a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes
everyone.
It takes a lot of respect to your animal.
It does, huh? Well, very good. Again, that's Olivia and Nilsson and Kyle Fox joining me live in studio with the Hams Four Cans 4-H Club. That's the livestock sale coming up this Saturday morning. Buyer's breakfast from 8 to 10. The sale begins at 10 o'clock.